Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. We ended last week that the Bible is nowhere to be found in its original, which will bring on the thief in the night. I'm sure you have heard that phrase often if you go to church. It relates to the rapture, which will happen suddenly when least expected. The restrainer is being removed before the Antichrist can be revealed. Another name for Jesus is the Word. The Holy Spirit inspired prophets to write the Word as He related it to them. We cannot understand the Word without the Holy Spirit in us. Those who do understand what God is trying to teach are His children who will be in the rapture since they are born again. What is a born-again believer? John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. 1 Peter chapter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Notice that we become incorruptible by the word of God. If the Bible is gone, can we become born again? From what it says, no. And the fact that the Bible liveth and abideth forever means that Jesus liveth and abideth forever because He is the Word. The Day of the Lord. It begins on the Feast of Trumpets and lasts 1,000 years. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The second coming is in two phases. The first phase is the rapture before the tribulation starts, and the second phase of the second coming is at the end of the tribulation, when Jesus Christ personally returns with His saints to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. The Day of Christ is in clear contrast to the Day of the Lord, in which Christ will come to judge. The first part of the second coming will be His coming for the saints. In the second phase of this of his coming will be to fulfill the prophecy of Jacob's trouble and God's remarrying his former wife. Both events are about marriage. Jesus Christ marries the church at the end of the tribulation, and the bride are those who have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. God remarries the remnant of Israel, his original wife, at the end of the tribulation as well. The day of Christ refers to the rapture when Jesus Christ's bride is snatched from earth to her Father's house to wait for the wedding. The day of the Lord begins with the rapture and lasts till the thousand-year millennium is completed. The tribulation lasts 7 years during the day of the Lord. When Jesus returns physically in Zechariah 14 verse 4 states, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south." Zechariah chapter 14 verse 6 and 7. "And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass at the evening time, it shall be light." Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and in that day there shall be one Lord." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the rapture, shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes the exalted and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple, showing himself that he is God." This man of sin is identified as the Antichrist, spoken of in the prophetic books of Daniel and Revelation. The Antichrist will not be revealed until God's restraining power is removed. A departure of that restraining power, the Word of God in born-again believers in the body of Christ. The church presently restraining the revelation of the man of sin. But when the church is removed, the rapture, then the Antichrist will be revealed and the seven-year tribulation will begin. Paul reminds the church of his previous instruction that the man of sin is restrained until God allows the restraint to be removed. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of CephasMinistry.com. CephasMinistry.com. Thank you.